Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today we present another concert in the Art of Jazz series presented by Earshot at the Seattle Art Museum. This concert, recorded earlier this month, features Jay Thomas, one of the major figures on the Northwest jazz scene, playing trumpet, flugelhorn, saxophones, and flutes. He performs regularly with his own groups as well as a first call sideman and soloist. He has performed and recorded with big bands, including the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, and small groups, including his own, and has appeared on more than 60 albums. He also tours widely and has played festivals and concerts across the U.S., Canada, the U.K., Europe, and Japan. Jay is active in jazz education and continues to be a student of the music himself. The group you'll hear on this concert is inspired by a time when jazz was driven by a funky blend of boogaloo, soul, and hard bop. Jay led a long-running gig at the Ship Canal Grill, which featured this music, and the group became known as the Cantaloupes after one of the characteristic tunes of the era, Herbie Hancock's Cantaloupe Island. Joining Jay in this concert are two compatriots from the SRJO, Michael Van Bieber on trumpet and Dan Marcus on flugelbone, which is essentially a bass flugelhorn with a trombone mouthpiece. The excellent rhythm section is John Hansen on piano, Michael Glynn on bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. The first tune that we'll hear is one that sent me scurrying to my library to try to find the original recording of it. It turned out it was a Miles Davis recording from the early 50s, a tune called Compulsion. Miles recorded it in 1953 with Charlie Parker on alto and Sonny Rollins on tenor sax. Here it's the Jay Thomas Sextet playing Compulsion.
Thank you. right. Oh, Lordy.
That's called compulsion.
You're listening to the J. Thomas Sextet in a concert from the Seattle Art Museum in the Art of Jazz series. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Once again, J. Thomas.
And now we're going to do one called Me and My Baby.
Thank you.
You're listening to the J. Thomas Sextet in performance at the Seattle Art Museum as part of the Art of Jazz. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. The next tune is an original composed by J. Thomas. He says that it's not only a palindrome, but he says it's also something that Indians smoked, an herbal concoction of some sort, he says. It's called Kniknik.
Thank you.
You're listening to the J. Thomas Sextet playing a tune called Knickknick, which was composed by J. Thomas, who was heard on soprano sax, along with Michael Van Bieber on trumpet in the center, and Dan Marcus, who's playing a flugelhorn on the right, and backed there by a rhythm section, which includes John Hansen on piano, Michael Glenn on bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. You're listening to the J. Thomas Sextet in the Concert from the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum, presented by Earshot. And it's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU, streaming at kplu.org. Next up is a tune which was written by Jerome Kern. It's a show tune by Jerome Kern called Dearly Beloved. And a nice arrangement on this tune here was done by Vern Seelert.
Thank you.
Now we're going to do a song called Soul Leo. And it's written by a guy named Mulgrew Miller, one of my favorite pianists. We lost him last year, and I love this song, and here we go.
Thank you.
That's the Jay Thomas Sextet playing at the Seattle Art Museum, playing a composition by Mulgrew Miller called Soul Leo. Time for just one more in this set here with the Jay Thomas Sextet from Seattle Art Museum on Jazz Northwest. This one is a tune that was written by pianist Ray Bryant and first brought to prominence by a group called the Jazz Tet, which featured Art Farmer and Benny Golson, among others. Great tune, and it's called Tonk. Tonk, as you may know, is a place, usually in the back of town, where there's dancing and drinking and gambling, and there's also a card game called Tonk. Now, you may have heard of Honky Tonk, which means, well, you know. Here's a Jay Thomas Sextet. Tonk. That's the Ray Bryant tune, Tonk, as played here by the J. Thomas Sextet in this concert from the Seattle Art Museum, part of the Art of Jazz series presented by Earshot on the second Thursday of each month at the Seattle Art Museum. J. Thomas, confining himself mostly to saxophones on this session, except for this last tune in which he played trumpet. In the center was Michael von Bieber on trumpet. Dan Marcus, usually heard on trombone, was here playing a flugelhorn, a sort of bass flugelhorn. The rhythm section included John Hansen on piano, Michael Glenn on bass, and Adam Kessler on drums, wrapping up this group of highlights with the Ray Bryant tune, Tonk. Hope you enjoyed the music here. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU, streaming at kplu.org. Here's a look at a few events going on around the area this afternoon. Ray Shellbred's First Thursday Band is playing for the Puget Sound Traditional Jazz Society this afternoon at the Ballard Elks. Monday night, Steve O'Brien's sextet will be playing at the Havana Social Club. Could be kind of a special evening, considering the events of this past week. Tuesday, the regular Owl Jam, led by Eric Verlinde at the Owl, and McTuff plays the late-night set at Sea Monster for night owls there. Wednesday and Thursday, club action slows almost to a halt. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, very little scheduled for that time. On Friday, Sarah Gazarek will be back in Seattle. The Seattle-born and bred singer, now resident of Los Angeles, returns home for the holidays, and she'll be at Jazz Alley Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Other singers also on Friday night include Katie Bourne at the North City Bistro, and Stephanie Porter will be singing at Tula's. And next Saturday night, the Pony Boy Holiday Jam at Boxley's in North Bend. Greta Matassis sings at Tula's, and the Brad Gibson Trio with Joe Doria on organ plays at the Triple Door. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz, check the KPLU calendar as well as earshot.org and theseattlejazzscene.com. Time for just one more tune on today's show. Greta Matassa and Clipper Anderson, and this great song written by Duncan Lamont.
Says, Merry Christmas. So we'll smile and face the
That's Greta Matassa singing a song by Duncan Lamont called It's Christmas from Greta Matassa's album And To All a Good Night. With Clipper Anderson on bass, Darren Clendenin on piano, Mark Ivester drums, and Susan Pascal on vibes. Greta Matassa sings next Saturday night at Tula's in Seattle. Thanks to the musicians of the J. Thomas Sextet for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks also to the Seattle Art Museum for hosting the Art of Jazz concerts. Thanks to Buddha for House Sound and Earshot Jazz, John Gilbreth, Executive Director, for planning and presenting the series. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for the Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley next.